Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Would you switch parties to vote for someone in the opposite party because you think it can protect your party? I know that's a very confusing question, but that's what Dean Phillips, our U.S. representative here in Minnesota, is calling on Democrats and independent voters in Wyoming to do, to switch parties and support fellow Congresswoman Liz Cheney. And they're in the Wyoming primary on August 16th. So if you're a registered Democrat, you know, in the primary, you can only vote via your party in the primary ballot. And that's what Dean has done. He said, I need you guys to switch parties and vote on the Republican side of the ticket. And I need you to vote for Liz Cheney because she is the only one that wants to hold Donald Trump responsible for January 6th. He says her principles transcend politics, and he wants Wyoming Democrats to do the same. Here's what he said in a Twitter post.
Hi, I'm Dean Phillips, a Democratic member of Congress from Minnesota. Now, you might be a little surprised that I'd be supporting Liz Cheney in her bid to continue representing Wyoming in the U.S. House. But principle must always come before politics. And nobody has shown more honor, integrity, and courage than she. Patriots will put it all on the line to protect our country, and Liz Cheney has done that. It's far more important than any policy differences that we might have. So I ask you to please consider temporarily switching parties and voting for Liz Cheney on or by August 16th. You'll be sending a very clear message to Donald Trump and protecting our democracy. Thank you.
What do you think? 651-461-9226. Give me a call. Shoot me a text. 651-461-9226. You know, I like Dean. He's been on this show many times. I think he is authentic. And I like talking to him. I think he has some great ideas. This one, I think, goes a little bit too far. I think it's really a challenge to ask somebody to change their party for one vote. I understand the methodology, but this to me just screams politics, and it's dirty. It's switch your party and go against the real person you want to vote for. If you want to vote, you know, Democratic, if you want to vote. And there are other people maybe on the ballot in Wyoming. I'm not all that familiar. Like, what about those candidates that might need your vote? Instead, switch to the Republican Party and vote for Liz. I mean, she's probably going to lose that primary. So I understand how desperate he is. And I'm in full support of Liz Cheney. I think she's done a great job with the January 6th investigational committee. And you're right. She is the one, if not one of the few Republicans who have stood up to Donald Trump. So I support her. I believe in her. I agree with those values of telling the truth. But I think it's out of line for Dean to ask people to switch their party affiliation. It just feels dirty to me. 651-461-9226.
Am I on my high horse
here, David? Am I being too moral and
well,
ridiculous?
Look, we already got calls coming in, which I will screen in just a second here. But I think you're completely wrong on this. And look, you and I agree that there's something broken about our two-party system, okay? And there's politicking and there's all this stuff that goes on. It needs to get fixed. But to me, this is, in a way, Dean trying to help fix that and cut through the two-party system we have, because what he's saying is, in this case, I'm going to depart from my party, depart from being a Democrat and all that that entails, which is really hard for politicians to do. You're supposed to stick with your buddies and stick with your party. And he's making a decision based on policy. He's saying, look, we know that somebody Republican's going to win, and this person actually has, even though their color on their office door is the wrong color, this person has policy that I agree with, so I'm going to reach across the aisle and break the rules to invite you to support somebody that agrees with us, quote-unquote, whoever that is, in policy, whether or not they have the right color, you know, that represents their party.
See, and David might change my mind. This is why we talk about this on the radio, and it's okay to change your mind. Initially I was really surprised. I thought, oh my goodness, you shouldn't tell us to be doing that. These are our values. We can't just do this for one race. But it might be that important. It might be. I see your texts. I see your calls. Let's see. I think most people are with David. Let's see. This texter writes, I think the thing I like about that Dean is helping out the position that Liz Cheney is in, and at least thinking, at least, I'm sorry, this text was sort of jumbled, so I'm going to read a different text. Come on, Jordana, people cross over all the time. It's not changing parties, it's voting for the best person. Okay, there you go. Voting for the best person. Kudos to Dean. I'm a Democrat and I love Liz Cheney and Dean Phillips. I would definitely vote for her. I would vote for her. Let me tell you, if she was a presidential candidate, I'd really think about that. I think she has shown enormous amounts of integrity, enormous amounts of courage to stand up to her party and possibly and probably get voted out and lose her position because she was standing true to the values of truth. So I hope that she wins. I really do. I just thought it was a big ask to, because there might be other races in Wyoming that we don't necessarily know about. The statement that Dean Phillips made shows right there how scared the Democrats are on this upcoming election in November. Incredibly desperate. And desperate times call for desperate measures. You know, people do that on both sides. Let's see. I like the thing. I'm sorry. That was the one I read before.
Let's go to the phone lines, Jordan. We've got a couple of phone calls. Randall in Lauderdale, Minnesota is calling in here.
Hi, Randall.
Hello. So I just want to say that I vote purple. And what I mean by that is I don't think that I should have to vote red or blue. I think that our party lines have to be divided to the point when I go to vote, I shouldn't be just put into one party through my voting process. I should be able to pick whoever I want to vote for.
I agree with that. And I don't know why we have to vote party lines in our primaries. I agree. Every time that happens, I think, well, why? Because maybe I align more with this Republican and I want to vote for that person. I agree that the system is broken and I appreciate that thought. I appreciate that thought.
Thank you.
This texter writes, yeah, thank you, Randall. I'm proud of Dean Phillips asking people to support Liz. This is not political. They both have the good of our nation at the core of their actions. All right. I appreciate that. I think that that's true because I have supported Liz throughout this whole system. I have been surprised and amazed by her courage. I think she has done an extraordinary job of trying to keep the former president and current Republicans honest about what is actually happening in Washington. So, what's wrong with him asking that, Jor? I typically vote independent. Minnesota requires you to vote on a party line in the primaries. I voted Democratic ticket to try to eliminate Ilhan Omar. I get it. And that's, I guess that's the problem I have. Why do you have to vote on party lines? Why are we restricted to that? Yeah. I don't think that's fair.
And it just kind of exposes all the politicking that goes on that doesn't really benefit those of us who actually live in the state. It's just this, you know, system that we have to play by the rules for. Todd in Champlin wants to join the conversation. Todd, what do you think about
all
this?
Hey, guys. Love the new show. You know what? There was a case in Michigan recently where the Democrats supported a Trump-backed candidate. And I thought that was bad. They went against the guy who voted for impeachment. That was political, and that was bad. In this case, I think Dean is doing the absolute right thing. I think he is supporting someone that has moral character and is standing up, even knowing it might cost her to be elected. So I think you're being a little hard on Dean. I think he is doing the right thing.
See, you guys are going to end up changing my mind. You guys are going to change my mind, and I'm open to minds being changed. Because, I support, it's very Machiavellian, because I support the end. I want Liz to stay in power. I want her to be reelected, but I don't know. I don't want Democrats to feel pressured to vote on the Republican ticket. I don't know. I just didn't want anybody to feel pressured in their vote because voting is so important and it's so personal. But you guys might just change my mind. So let's see, David, we're probably out of time for the segment, but we can continue, right? We don't have, I don't have anything in the, yeah. So let's continue with your calls and your text, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Is Dean giving the right advice? And or how else is the system broken? Should Democrats be voting for Liz Cheney in Wyoming? Let's discuss next. So was it right of Dean Phillips to ask Democrats in Wyoming to switch parties for the primary so they could keep Liz Cheney in office? I think you guys are changing my mind here. I love Liz. I think that she has been one of the voices of truth, the only truth teller maybe in the Republican Party during this whole January 6th insurrection investigation, even during the whole Trump presidency. I supported her. She has been a light in the Republican Party, and I would vote for her too. I would consider voting for her for president. But I don't know. It felt weird when Dean was asking Democrats in Wyoming to switch parties. So I'm asking you, does it feel weird, or is that something that you would do? And I, for one, am open to having my mind changed. You know, when I heard it, I thought, oh, that's politicking. I don't like that. And I love Dean. He comes on the show a lot, and I think he is a very credible and authentic person. So I'm just looking for your opinions on this. And like I said, I might get my mind changed because maybe it's Machiavellian and we should stick to it that way. If the end justifies the means and Liz gets to stay in power, then it may have been totally worth it. So I'm staying open-minded about this one. And certainly may get my mind changed. So we're taking calls and texts, 651-461-9226. We got Jerry in Shoreview. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
I would agree with Phillips on this one, unless, in the primary, there was some Democrat that I wanted to be sure got in. I would vote that way. But regarding primary voting, where you vote, have to vote a straight party ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best of all worlds, but it prevents people from crossing over and picking an opponent on the opposite party that would be easy to beat.
I get that.
So, I think that's the why we have it the way it is. So.
Yeah. You're right. You're right, Jerry. I understand the mechanics behind it. Just seems like a little bit of a broken system, Jerry. Thank you. And look, we've heard recently that there's Democratic money going toward these uber right wingers and these QAnon candidates on the other side because the Democrats feel they'll be easier to beat in November.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another one that blows me away. I can't believe the Democratic Party is taking their money and putting them behind these lunatic QAnoners just because they find they're going to be easier to beat. I hope that doesn't come to bite them in the ass come November.
Well, and if you remember, Dean Phillips spoke out against that a couple of weeks ago, condemning the fact that I think it was the campaigns, not the candidates themselves, that were doing that. But Dean Phillips was very strong against that. So on the surface, that can kind of seem like a contradiction from Dean. And I think you have to drill down a little further to decide if you think that's right or wrong, or if he's, asking for ethical things or not.
That's why we're having this discussion, because when I heard the tweet, I was like, oh, that's confusing to me, and I don't know if I agree with it. And I like talking to you guys about it. And like I said, I might get my mind changed, which is a good thing. Dwayne's in Minneapolis. Dwayne, what do you think about all this?
Well, good morning.
Hi, Dwayne.
Our whole election system is based on the fact that you can vote for whoever you want to in an election. So I think it should be illegal for a party or for an election to say you have to vote one party or the other. You should still be able to vote for who you would like to vote for in a primary even. You don't have to vote for everybody. Just vote for a person.
There you go.
They shouldn't be able to tell you who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that's more one
that
vote,
way,
one person. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And if I would have went that way, if I would have felt that way, I would have been to the polls and voted against, went to the other side and voted against to vote against Omar, just like you said.
Right.
But
okay.
I don't vote. I never have voted in a primary election.
Oh, no. Did you this week? Did you last week?
I never have voted in a primary where they make you vote for a party. Won't do that.
Okay. All right, Dwayne. Well, thanks for the call in. I appreciate it. But then again, I guess you could just go and vote for one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not, if you don't feel like you want to vote the whole ticket, yeah. if you want, you know, you could have just voted for Don Samuels and then put your ballot in and gotten out of there.
Yeah, I like
so,
Dwayne's.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, David.
Well, I like Dwayne's point. I don't know how we fix the system at this point, but I think it's so true that there's these traditional, like, set of values that each party has, right? Like, if you're a Republican, you believe these tenets. And I think more than ever, people's actual opinions about the real world, you go, well, I agree with this politician on that and this politician on that, but on this other topic, I actually agree with the people on the other side of the party because right. guess what? We're individuals. Like, we don't all follow the exact same rule book that the Republican or Democratic Party has. So I think more and more, that's why you see more and more Americans are kind of classified as in the middle, not strongly mm-hmm. right or strongly left. And more of us are, you know, picking and choosing which topics and which issues and which candidates. And then you go to a primary last week and you're forced to go on one side or the other. It can be really frustrating as a voter.
And it's not a perfect system. And I don't know how to fix it. That is definitely above my pay grade. I don't know how to fix it, but it's not a perfect system. That's why we have these discussions. You know, that's why Dean is asking for this. It's unconventional. And maybe people didn't realize in Wyoming they could do it, but they're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize that. I want to do it. They're in support of it. Me, I had some questions like, oh, gosh, you know, maybe you want to vote for some other Democratic candidates and make sure they get in. And then if you switch to just vote for Liz, then you lose out on supporting some other Democratic candidates. So I don't know. There's a couple of points of failure in here. And again, I'm not saying Dean was being unethical. I just had some questions about the politics of it. But I love when my mind can be opened and I can learn new things, which I did from all of you that joined in this morning, including David. So thank you for having that discussion with me.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.